Apologies, Madam Chair.
Madam Chair?
Yeah.
Uganda has asked whether we can read out the statement on this topic.
Could you read it out, please, quickly, please?
Yes.
Thank you. So on behalf of Uganda, so the experience of reporting on SDG 652 was as follows. The process of reporting on 652 was handled by a task of 5 people in Uganda. And after the draft report was prepared by the task team, it was shared with the National Task Force on SDG 6 in the country for their information and review. The updated draft report was thereafter shared with a joint body for cooperation on the Nile, so the Nile Basin Initiative, for the review and input. The report was also shared with 2 riparian states for the review and comments. And before the final submission of the report, it was shared with the co-custodian agency, UNEC and UNESCO, again for review and comments. The above process enabled Uganda to have a report which was of fairly good quality. However, there were some challenges and lessons learned. First, on the identification of the area of surface water and groundwater in the Uganda territory that are transboundary. The identification of transboundary surface water was relatively straightforward. However, the identification of transboundary aquifer was not so easy. It requires some skills and investigation. And the spatial extent of transboundary aquifers in Uganda has been delineated from remote sensing, but have not yet been verified on the ground. Now, some consideration for the whole basin or sub-basin. Uganda is part of the Nile Basin, but there are also smaller basin, sub-basin of the Nile Basin that have specific cooperation agreement that Uganda is part of. Since some of these sub-basin are covered by specific agreement, we decided to consider also each sub-basin separately as long as they are covered by an operational arrangement. And finally, on the benefits of the 652 monitoring, the 652 raised awareness about transboundary water cooperation. It provided an assessment of transboundary water cooperation, monitoring not being done due to the lack of indicator. And also, the monitoring of 652 helps in decision-making, accountability, resource mobilization, and improving transparency. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Madam Chair.